Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you suffer from chronic headaches? You thought they would go away, but they just keep coming back. If so, come see me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll work with you to reduce or even eliminate your headaches. Call 651-342-2083. This morning, most of us are suffering the effects of inflammation to one degree or another. For some, this inflammation, even in the absence of a direct injury, is debilitating. There could be many causes of inflammation, and some of those may need to be addressed medically as they can become emergencies. Other, milder cases are helped through good diet choices. The same diet principles can help even more severe cases once the immediate medical concerns are addressed. One issue that leads to increased inflammation in one's body is toxicity. Some factors leading to toxicity in the body can be controlled, others cannot. We're all exposed to a number of intoxicants day in and day out, but by controlling those things we can, our toxic loads can at least be manageable. One intoxicant that is especially difficult on the body is smoking. It makes it difficult for individuals to heal after injuries. In fact, I recently heard about an orthopedic surgeon who discontinued performing back surgeries on anyone who smoked up to the time of their injury. What he discovered was that his back surgeries failed in those individuals due to decreased blood flow to the tissues around his patients' spines. If his patients had any hope of surgical help from that doctor, they were required to quit smoking at least 1 month before their scheduled operation. That said, factors through diet or otherwise that viciously promote inflammation will defeat all attempts by physicians and medical professionals of all sorts to help patients. On the other hand, a clean, anti-inflammatory diet can actually promote healing and adds dividends to the efforts of a health professional's work. Though not all diet advice can be applied to every single person, some general guidelines include the following. Eat organic, dark, leafy greens and bright-colored vegetables along with organic fruits and berries. If organic foods, which I consider best, are not an option for you, certainly choose non-organic options of the same. Eat organic eggs and poultry. Eat wild-caught fish, excepting farm-raised only if you must. Eat organic, grass-fed red meat, in moderation, of course. Use organic butter. Use unrefined, cold-pressed olive oil and coconut oil. Some things that should be off-limits if you have inflammatory conditions include dairy products and large amounts of red meat, refined vegetable oils, refined grains, flours, and sugars. Also, passive artificial sweeteners. Processed foods such as fast foods and junk foods should be avoided, and so should many alcoholic or caffeinated beverages. The reasons these sorts of foods and drinks should be avoided is that they actually promote inflammation, especially when consumed in large amounts. Some supplements to include are vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, being sure to have the cleanest fish sources possible. Both of these nutrients support anti-inflammatory processes of the body and can help effectively cut down your pain. Because these pointers are a lot to remember, I'm pleased to tell you that this feature is transcribed at my Healthy Living blog at drdavidwick.com.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.